Now, I can't believe it's been a year since she was in the studio and I saw the fantastic plays. It's Hazel Lucas, who's the Festival Director of Short and Sweet Essex, and she's here today to talk about the events that are going to be taking place in September. And as I said, I can't recommend this highly enough. I had a fantastic night when I went, and it was just brilliant. I think it cost me at the time, was it £15?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, more people need to know about Short and Sweet Essex, so tell us about Short and Sweet and how you got involved.
Well, Short and Sweet began in Sydney, Australia, about 22 years ago. The brainchild of this guy called Mark, and he wanted to give local artists, either brand new or professional, a chance to show their work, you know, a platform for them to just show their work and try new stuff. So he had a vision. His vision was simple. It's a more creative world, 10 minutes at a time. And he figured if it's 10 minutes is enough time to tell a story, people writing will find that it actually is quite tricky to try and fit a whole story into 10 minutes. But it's 10 minutes or under. So some of them might only be sort of 5 or 6 minutes. Most of them come in just under 10. That's the only rule of it. Yeah, so now it's running in 34 cities all across the world. That's Sydney, Melbourne, Mumbai, Hollywood, Dubai, and they've just done their first one in Thailand this year.
Oh, wow. So it's worldwide.
Yes.
It's come to Essex for the first time last year. And last year you were at the Brentwood Theatre.
Yes.
So tell everybody what happens on the evening. Evenings.
So, we have, this year we have 19 plays. So generally we do 10 plays a week. We just one less this year. So we do 10 plays of an evening. So you have 5 in the first half, 5 in the second half. They're 10 minutes each, which is a really good thing, because if you're watching one, first 2 or 3 minutes you'll think, I'm not so sure about this. 5 or 6 minutes in you might think, nah, I don't like this. You've only got a few more minutes and then there's another one and the next one will be amazing. So it's a really good evening, lots of different genres, so many different subject matters coming in and different kinds of talents. So you'll have a whole evening just bursting with all these things and you get to see 10 fabulous plays.
And they were all fabulous. The thing is, there was some that were funny, there was a bit of a mystery, there was one where one guy just did the acting and he played 3 of himself from different time periods in his life, and they just were all really good and just something different. And some of them, you just went, oh, at the end, you're like, oh... Especially the murder mystery, the one about the passport.
Oh,
was it
yes,
that one? I think which was Amber's one, which was like, oh, ooh. But the thing is, as Hazel said, they're so quick that you get invested in them. But then if it's not for you, there's another one. But I enjoyed all of them. They were all really good, and you were very up close and felt like you were part of the production.
And one of the most important things about Short and Sweet is it's all original stuff.
Yeah.
So they've all been written for this, and it's a collaborative thing. So we have writers, and I have a director who says, oh, I need a script to go on. Here's a writer. Oh, I've got no actors. Here's some actors. So we collaborate with all the local people. So some bring their own. They write, direct and act in their own stuff. Mm. Others, like last year's winners, were all separate and we brought them all together, which was superb. Well, the whole idea of the thing. It's a big collaborative community style festival.
Mm. And they are all good actors as well. So if you go along to any of the AmDram, and I hate saying amateur dramatics because the quality of the shows, as you know, from most of the nearly all of the local AmDram groups, is as well as going into London, except you're paying Frank Shrutler price going to be at the theatres. Now, this year, I've met, it's Helen, isn't it? I've met her from
the Billericay Theatre. Yes.
So you're going to be there.
We are. We're at the Billericay Theatre. It's a beautiful little theatre just opposite Billericay's train station, just a little bit, 100 yards down the road, I think. Has fabulous little bar, cabaret sort of set up in there. Lovely space to do this kind of thing. Because it's literally short and sweet, we have minimum sets, so they can be struck and set really quickly. That's another challenge for directors and writers to sort of fit that into their script. Mm-hmm. So this particular theatre really suits this style of theatre. So you will get to see close up.
And it isn't just one night. This is happening, and you've also got the films as well. So the plays are going to be at Billericay Theatre.
Yes.
So tell us about how it works, because there is that you have winners.
We do. And the good thing is the audience get to choose their favourite play too.
Yep.
So we have 2 weeks of heats. So week one is on Thursday the 7th and Friday the 8th of September. Week two, Thursday the 14th and Friday the 15th of September. So what happens in those 2 weeks? You have the first week we'll have a set of 10 plays. They perform for two nights, so the Thursday and the Friday. And both nights the audience get to vote. We also have some industry judges within the audience who will do their votes. And then on Friday night we announce the top two judges' choices and the top two people's choices. Now this happens week one, and then week two you get the second set of 10 plays. Same thing happens. And then the gala final, Saturday the 23rd of September, the top eight will perform. And because we've got so many this year, we're thinking that we might even do a wild card winner as well from each week to go through to the final. So we have another 10 plays for the gala final.
Yeah. And you can come along to all of them or come along to one.
Yes, absolutely. So the Thursday and the Friday nights of both weeks will be the same plays.
Yeah.
So that's week one, Thursday, Friday, and week two, Thursday, Friday. So, yeah, come along to both of those. And then in the gala final, you'll get to see the other week that you may have missed.
Yeah.
And get to pick the winner. And we do a little awards ceremony afterwards. There's trophies given out, best actors and that.
Mm.
So there's quite a few trophies and certificates to give out.
Yeah.
Lots of clapping.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes. And it is just a great fun event. It's something different. And I can tell you, if you go along, you will have a brilliant time. I went and I love going to see, the local groups that do their productions anyway. But this, as Helen said, it's 10 minutes. Sorry, I said Hayes and Helen. Hayes,
that's all right, darling.
10 minutes of your time and you get invested in these plays and they're ever so good. So how much is it to go on the evening?
So tickets this year, we've got £16 for the ticket and it's £15 for concessions.
Lovely. Okay, so where can you go for that amount of money to get all that entertainment? Not many
so
places.
On the, you know, the Billericay Theatre's website has a What's On page, so you can choose the date that you want and just click on there and get your tickets from there. You can always give them a call.
Yep.
We have a Facebook page, Short and Sweet Essex. You can always message me on there. I think all my details are on there. You can email me. There's plenty of ways to find out what it's all about. Feel free to contact us. Or just ring the Billericay Theatre.
And then you've got, because last year this was sort of mixed in, but this year it's separate, you've got Short and Sweet Essex Film Festival.
Yeah, so we do a film festival as well. We've got a different venue to hold that. That's going to be held at Venue 21, which is opposite Peter Pan's Playground on Southend Seafront. And that's a nice sort of cafe bar type area with a big screen. And we had 84 entries.
Wow.
So it's the same rule. It has to be 10 minutes or under. But with films, our shortest one, I think, is a minute. And the longest ones are 10 minutes. Mm. So they are slightly different with timings because filming takes an awful lot longer. So some of them are like 4 or 5 minutes. Average, I'd say, 6 or 7 minutes, which meant we can fit 20 into our gala final.
Yeah.
Because I had 17 judges worldwide watching them and judging them for me.
Mm.
So out of those 84, we got down to 40 semi-finalists. Then I had separate judges judging those ones. And if it had been all 10-minute ones, we couldn't have fitted that many into the evening. But because there's all different times, I've managed to get a whole evening with 20 plays.
Mm.
So 20 films.
Yep.
And again, the difference, the genres are so different. And there is dance, music ones, animation, there's all sorts in there. The quality is incredible.
Mm.
And some of them, one of them is just a minute long, but really made me laugh.
Yeah.
So that one's Tinfoil Flat, that was called.
Oh, right.
About this guy who covers his whole place in tinfoil. I actually messaged him to say, well done, it took him 4 days to do it. He said, I thought it'd only take me a few hours.
Yeah, 4 days.
So, I've got interaction with a lot of these people as well. Because I'm the one running it, I will answer them personally, so they're not automated answers. So it's really lovely to get to know some of these people and the stories behind them. Iran, Iraq, Someone in Russia sent me one in. So I get little messages back from them when I respond.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, wow, I didn't realise there was going to be a person there.
Yeah.
So it's lovely. So behind a lot of these films are personal stories and what they mean. So, and that's always lovely to know.
And how much are the tickets for this one?
They are £10.
Brilliant.
So it's £10 for the evening. And you can get those, if you go onto our Facebook, it's easy to click the link.
Yep.
There is an events page on the Facebook on Short and Sweet Essex. It's much easier, so because it's a really, really, as you can see, it's buytickets.at shortsweetessex/847445. It's such a long link.
Yep.
But it's just easier if you go on a website. I'm sorry, on our Facebook page. I think maybe 21 are putting it on their website as well.
Yeah.
And their Facebook page. So there are tickets, but feel free to contact me and I can send the links to people. It's not a problem.
So just look for Short and Sweet Essex and you should be able to find all the details. And obviously at the end of this interview, when it goes up online, I'll put all the links through as well. I think the one
is going to be on Sunday, the 17th of September.
Lovely. Sunday the 17th. So you've got the 7th and 8th, 14th, 15th, with the gala on the 23rd, and that's at Billericay Theatre.
Yep.
And then on the 17th of
September,
it will be at 21 in Southend, and that's the film festival side.
So the plays, they start at 7:30, and we will start on time
because
we have so many people there. And it has to be timed.
Yeah.
So
you'll have to stop people chatting because the thing is, once you see one play, you turn around to the person you're with and you go, well, I wasn't expecting that. And then the next one happens, you've got to shut up. But I notice that people turn around and people are nodding at each other in the audience going, well, I wasn't expecting that. That was a really good. And then it's like, no.
It's a very different thing. The whole festival is such a lovely concept, which is why I wanted to bring it to England. I went and asked the man in Australia. I actually met up with him there. And I'd been involved with it in Dubai. So I did it. I've acted, directed, and I did lots of backstage for them. Just thought, fabulous, fabulous idea.
Mm.
Caught up with Mark in Australia and just said, why isn't this in England? And he said, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Feel free. So I got the franchise for... It's not a global competition.
Mm.
It's a global brand.
Yeah.
But it is one big family. I've had so much help setting up from people literally all over the world because you do become part of this family, Short and Sweet family.
Yeah.
And, it's all done voluntarily. So it's not a money-making thing. Any money we make on tickets gets ploughed straight back into next year's one.
Yeah. And it's a lot of work as well. I know Hazel,
once this
one's finished, she'll be starting next year. And she makes sure that, as she said, she replies to everybody that messages her. There's no sort of automated replies. And you're dealing with a lot of creative people, which can be slightly highly strung.
It's like herding cats at times, yes.
To get everybody there. And, it's a lot of work to do. And you do it because
it's worth it.
Because you're passionate and you love acting and
being
part of that world.
I've been an actress for, 45 years. I've done acting.
Wow.
And I've been involved in it, stage management, directing. I've done all sorts. And it is my passion. And I think the youngsters of today are, they're our future.
Mm.
So to encourage them to come and join these sort of things and give them the chance to do just a 10-minute one isn't quite as scary as doing a 3-act play for some of them.
Yeah.
So it's just fabulous to give people a go and share your passion.
Yeah. It was last year, I didn't realise that you were in one of the plays.
Yes.
And halfway through, I thought, I recognise that. Well, hold on a minute. Because you were dressed
as a dog. Pavlov's dog.
It was brilliant.
I was Pavlov's dog. Yes, and as I said, it was the first year. So because it was very difficult to get the word out there sometimes, and English people don't like change,
no.
I found. So to give this new concept and this new idea, it was hard work.
Yeah.
But I got a lot of people on board, but unfortunately, due to lots of different reasons, a lot of people pulled out. So my friend and I, we decided to just do a quick 10-minute play for everybody. I wasn't in the competition,
no.
I hasten to add.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'd have made myself win, obviously. No, I wasn't in the competition, but it was purely to give people the entertainment that they'd paid their ticket money for.
Yeah.
And it worked really well. I loved it. Because I don't get the chance to go up there. So and I'm like, oh, I want to be up there. I want to do this.
Every year this is going to get bigger and bigger. And as I said, it will be a fantastic night. Whatever night you go to, if you go to the film festival or if you go to Billericay Theatre, you will enjoy it. And as you said, ticket prices are £15 or £16, about that.
The £15 concessions is £16 for the actual
And that's for either the theatre or for the film at 20.
Film's £10.
£10. Oh, right, it's cheaper at the film one. Oh, look at that.
It is. The venue's a lot smaller. There so it's
so what can you get, what entertainment can you get for £10?
I know.
Nothing.
And there's a bar there.
Yay! That's what we love here.
I've had contact with someone from Harrogate now who wants to start the Short and Sweet. They loved this idea, said it's fabulous. So hopefully we'll be able to spread it throughout England.
Oh, it'd be great.
So that would be superb. Yeah. So if I can get up to Harrogate and help her out, that would be super.
And then you'll never have any rest.
I know, so
you'll
I
just
know.
Be continually doing them all over the country forever.
Yeah.
But it's a great idea and, as I said, a really good evening out for if you want to go and see something original and you never know what's in the mix of plays you're going to get. They can all be very different. But as you said, they are up to about 10 minutes. The shortest one is, well, we said between 6 and 7 minutes. And there's the film festival. There's one that's even just 1 minute.
Yes.
Which sounds really good. I like the sound of that one.
It just involves so many people as well, which is great. And you bring all these people who have never met before together. And then you never know. You know, some of those people will get together and do something, have a project. So it's brilliant. Sharing ideas and that. I keep saying it's brilliant. It is brilliant.
It is. And it's called Short and Sweet Essex. That's all you have to look on social media and then you'll be able to find all the details and the tickets there.
Yes.
Lovely. There we go. Excellent. I'm getting enthusiastic. I just think it's brilliant. I said to you last year, it was a surprise. I wasn't expecting it to be as wonderful. And I don't know what I was expecting, really.
This
but
is it.
But it's like, I came away and my friend was like, that, what a cracking night, you know? And you really felt, I don't know, it kind of, you just felt like you had a spring in your step when you left the theater.
I've had double the amount of people sign up for it this year because some of them were waiting to see what happened that. So I was very grateful for the ones who were in it last year who took that chance on me. Mm. And now this year I was inundated, so it was lovely.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we've got double the amount of plays.
And you've got Amber doing stage management.
Amber's going to be my stage manager. He's superb. Yes.
Amber is in, I've forgotten, is it, what are they called?
Springers.
Springers, and he's been on my show as a musician. I do know Amber. He's such a lovely guy. And he's just so helpful.
He's been amazing.
I don't know, secretly, he must do something horrible because I've never known somebody who's so kind. Him and his wife,
and
Deb's,
chirpy.
Yeah, him and his wife, Deb's, are great because they're both actors and their children are professional actors and actresses as well, aren't they? His daughter is an amazing singer. I saw her in House of, what's that one with the plant? Phoebe Seymour, that one. Forgotten the name of it.
The Shop of Horrors.
That's it. She was in that. Yeah. Very good.
No, he will be there. So
yeah.
Well, that's lovely because it means I can be out the front. I had to do backstage myself last year, so I kind of saw the plays from sideways on most of the time. So it'd be lovely to sit out the front and meet the people and do it all properly and not come walking out looking all bedraggled and sweaty and awful like I did. It was dreadful.
No, you look absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. Great to see you again and
hopefully
we'll see you next year and I will hopefully be there. Either the 7th or the 8th.
Lovely. Oh, yeah, brilliant. That's superb. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Me.
That is Hazel from Short and Sweet Essex. Check the brand out online. Check the events out online. And if you want to go along, there's plenty of dates. 7th and 8th. You've got 14th, 15th. The final's on the 23rd. That's all at Billericay Theatre. And then on the 17th, you can go and see the short films, which is going to be at 21 in Southend. Right, just coming up to 11:48. I think we'll have a little...